Hello everybody and welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you a scripture from Mark's Gospel, and it shows me how God comes to our aid, how Jesus came to the disciples' aid, but it's an example of how God, how Jesus comes to our aid. And it's Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, starting at verse 47. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars, this is the disciples, because he had sent them off in the boat, against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. So Jesus sees these disciples straining at the oars. Now they're fishermen, so they'd know how to row. They'd know how to use a boat. They'd know to read the winds. But they're straining because it says the wind is adverse, meaning not very good, probably against them, the wrong, you know, so full of strength and maybe going against the oars, and it's just so hard to row wherever they were rowing. So their circumstances weren't good. And Jesus saw this, and what happens? He went out to them, walking on the water. But then it states in last part of verse 48, he intended to pass them by. So was Jesus saw they were in difficulty, but he wasn't going to stop? He wasn't actually going out to them? He was just going to pass by? Really? But it's like a different Jesus they haven't seen before. They've never seen a walking Jesus on the water. They've seen a Jesus healing. They've seen a Jesus teaching. They've seen a Jesus who had authority. They've seen a Jesus challenge laws. They've seen the Jesus of love and compassion, but they've never seen this water walking Jesus. He's different. And we know they haven't, because in verse 49 it says, when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. For they saw him but were terrified. They didn't recognize him as the Lord, because they'd never seen Jesus walking on water before. So have you ever had Jesus maybe come into your life, but you've never recognized him? That he was going to pass by till you cried out for help. That, you know, he was available to be there for you because he'd already seen the circumstances. He'd seen you're in problem, in difficulty, and he'd come to help, but he was waiting for you to call out to him. Because he was going to pass by till they saw him and cried out. But immediately he spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. Then he got into the boat with them and the wind ceased. Take heart, it's okay, it's me. You're in the difficulty, the winds haven't stopped, but you've called out now, so I'll come to you. And then it says he got into the boat with them and the winds ceased. When they called out, he was already coming. He'd already taken the walk. He wasn't on the shore waiting for them to cry out. He'd already started taking the walk, but he was waiting to see, do they need me? Do they need my help? Are they going to turn to me? And as soon as they cried out, it said immediately he was there. And he hopped into the boat with them. He hopped into the circumstances of their life right then and there. And the wind stopped. Because Jesus is Lord of everything. Jesus has the victory. They couldn't see. They hadn't seen this Jesus walking on water before. They didn't recognize him. Maybe you've got cancer. And there's a Jesus in the cancer ward that you haven't recognized. That wants to be there for you wants to encourage you, wants to help you, give you strength and courage while you're on the journey in this cancer. But you do it all alone. You don't cry out for help. Maybe Jesus wants you to cry out for help so that you can see the Jesus that is there for you. He's already there. He's already walked out, ready for us to ask. This new Jesus would reveal himself to them. Another facet revealed. They now knew this walking Jesus on the water. You know, in heaven, in the book of Revelations, it talks about when 24/7 there's praise and worship happening in heaven and we fall down in front of him and prostrate before the throne, because there's another facet of the Lord revealed to us that we are just so overawed by that we desire to worship him and we fall down before him. So many facets of Jesus. Don't you want to know more of these facets? It's actually God who reveals it, but it's us who ask. Lord, show me your face. Show me your loving kindness. Show me the gift of forgiveness. Give me your courage. Give me perseverance. Give me wisdom today. It's all facets of the Lord given to us as gifts. Jesus comes to us in the middle of our parenting, in the middle of our grief, in the middle of our struggles, and he can bring miraculous power if that's his will for us. He can calm the raging storm, the winds. But if he hops in the boat and they still don't go away, that's his will. But he's still there with us. He hasn't abandoned us. He often allows us to step out in a storm to see what we would do. In those moments, we actually see his power that we have never seen before. Maybe you haven't had cancer before, first time. God will come to you in a way and in a power that you have never seen before, because you've never been in this place before. If you're grieving over lost loved ones, you've never been in this place before. It's the first time. God will come to you. A God that you've not seen before. A God who comforts and loves in your grief. It's another facet of our living God. In those moments, pray that we see his grace, that it has no end, and his mercy has new depths that we've never seen before. You know, there's times recently when I felt alone and tired and weary, confused. But when I turn to him and I look up out of the mess of my life, of my situation, I see Jesus. I know he has my hand. I know he is lifting me up out of the miry clay, out of the mud, out of the valley of the depths of despair. My God walks with me, and I see a different God. I'm different too. My sight to see is different. It's broadened. My love has, you know, enlarged. I have more love for others going through things that I've gone through. God desires us to learn to see Jesus, a different Jesus, in the different ways, circumstances of our life. In this middle muck, you truly see Jesus as your saviour and friend. Because when life is hunky-dory, when it's doing okay, Sometimes we don't see Jesus at all because we're not even looking for him. We don't even acknowledge him. It's all about me. But when life gets tough, hopefully, I pray that you do look to him. But may we learn to look to him in the great times and praise and worship him in those great times, but praise and worship him in those bad times too. Acknowledge him. He becomes our true reality then. His love is deep, is faithful, is forever, is everywhere. His grace, his unmerited favor is abounding. He is truly our Savior. And I need to call on him. Truly our Savior, truly died for me, just for me. If I was the only one on the earth, he would have died just for me. We are that special to him. Do you see Jesus in your life right now, where you are? Maybe a different Jesus, maybe not the hunky-dunky, handsome, gorgeous Jesus. You see Jesus, tattered, torn, whipped, persecuted, with love for us, the suffering Jesus. Because it's all Jesus. Who do you see?